break it down, down like this.
Welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. This is episode number 035, and I want to say a huge thank you for the last few weeks to all the athletes who have come on the show, shared their workouts with us, shared their journeys, shared their stories with us. Camille Buscombe, Nick Willis, Matt Baxter, Lydia O'Donnell, Catherine Camp. Man, we've had so many great athletes on in the last couple of months, and I want to thank all those Kiwi athletes who have joined us. It's been great working with athletic New Zealand, bringing all this coverage during lockdown, all these different workouts that we can do during our lockdown. So this week it is just me bringing the workout, and we're going to scale things back a little bit and do it's sort of a feel good workout, but it's a workout where you can express yourself and provide some variety and spontaneity to your workout. So the workout is this: it's 40 minutes steady at your kind of marathon effort pace. So that's just a clip above your easy long run pace, for example. So after your warm up jog, you're just going to change it up a gear, run 40 minutes steady over undulating terrain. So that's really a crucial part. And we're going to throw in 6 times 1 minute at your 5K effort. So over that undulating terrain, you're going to do 40 minutes kind of steady, just with your heart rate a bit elevated. And then you're just going to choose some moments to just drop a 1 minute 5K effort burst. So that's what we're doing. So if you're on your warm-up jog now, just make sure you're heading towards somewhere where you can do those undulations, maybe a nice park with some good mixed terrain. After the break, I'm going to explain why exactly we're doing this workout. Well, I'm a big believer in giving athletes a bit of freedom and a bit of creativity with their workouts. So you're not all year long like fixed, looking at your watch, trying to hit a certain pace and really being a slave to your watch. You actually switch the GPS off and just do something time-based where you're like, okay, 40 minutes, nice and steady. I'm going to play around with the hills. I'm going to throw in these little fast bursts, 6 times 1 minute, and just be a bit more creative. And what I've found in the past is when you do a block like this, you come out of it, you get these gains that you don't realize that you're getting because you're kind of having so much fun with it. You don't actually realize you're getting fitter, and you're not sort of comparing yourself against this metric of like, I'm doing 1K reps every week. And you actually can come out of the other end of it really, really strong. I remember I ran my half marathon PB off totally just fartlek workouts. There was no other metrics that I have had apart from a couple of park runs that I'd done, but they were on like undulating courses anyway, so I wasn't really aware of how fit I was. Turned up on race day and I was like, okay, I'm just going to run 3:30 per K. Ended up running quite a bit faster than that, just because I felt so good and I really surprised myself. So this sort of freedom allows you that opportunity to surprise yourself over time, the more you do this sort of creative free type workout. So that's part of why we're doing it. The other elements that I'm really trying to get from this workout are strength. So strength in 3 different components. Firstly, that muscular strength. So I said I want you to find some undulations. So we're going to sort of carry on from Matt Baxter's workout, that hill session we did, and just bring this over to this more undulating terrain where you're going to hit some hills, you're going to be running downhill, you're going to be running quite fast uphill and downhill, and that's going to provide a really good muscular adaptation. The other part of strength that we're looking to get from this is just that ability to flush the fatigue out on the run. So when you're doing sort of 5K paced work, often you'll be jogging or taking complete rests after like 5K paced intervals. Today we are doing the 1 minute burst and then we're just scaling back to marathon pace. So it's not a proper recovery. And so what we're trying to do is teach your body to flush out that fatigue while you're still running it at a reasonably good clip. You're not going easy pace. So your heart rate is actually going to be all over the show. Like you're going to find depending if you're going uphill or downhill, 5K pace or marathon pace, you're going to find that your heart rate is definitely not steady. So I said at the start of the episode, this is a steady state workout. It's sort of steady state we often use as a replacement word for marathon pace work. So that was sort of poor terminology on my behalf. But as far as heart rate goes, this workout is going to be all over the place. So it really does enable you to build that ability to flush out fatigue on the run, which is great when it comes to, you know, running a marathon where you encounter some hills or little surges as you come to aid stations, or maybe you went out a bit too fast and you need to recover while you're running at your goal pace. So yeah, really good for that sort of thing. The last strength that we're trying to get out of this is that aerobic strength. So you might remember a couple of weeks ago with the Arthur Lydiard workout, we did the out and back workout where the goal was to be pleasantly tired at the end. This is sort of a similar type workout where you want to be maybe slightly more than pleasantly tired, you know, feeling like you've had a good session out there. Definitely not puking on the side of the pavement, but feeling like, yeah, I've had a good day's training and I've logged some good miles, and I've had my heart rate up for an extended period of time. And that's what we're after with that aerobic strength. So we're not wanting to get too far into the sort of lactic zone or that really VO2 max out of breath zone. We're just trying to get up into those upper aerobic regions to build that capacity to go faster for longer.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So it's a 40-minute steady state run, or I shouldn't use that term. So 40 minutes at your marathon effort. And I say effort because we don't want pace exactly. What you're going to be doing is running over undulations. So it's not really worthwhile looking at your watch, making sure you're going at your pace. It's perceived effort. So you need to be realistic. Could I hold the same effort over this terrain for 42.2 kilometers? Be honest with yourself with that. And then same again, when you switch up to those little bursts at 5K pace, 60-second bursts at 5K effort, be realistic. Could I run 5K at this effort level over this terrain? So be honest with yourself with that. And I don't want you really sprinting those, because that really changes the workout and it'll probably mean you slow up too much in the recoveries as well. So 6 times 1 minute at your 5K effort, and then within a block of 40 minutes at your marathon effort. Now, where do you put those 6 times 1 minute? Anywhere you like. You might do them all at the start and have like a 60-second break between each of them, or you might do them towards the end or the middle or spread them out. I don't really care. And this is part of me giving you some freedom and some expression of creativity. And depending on the course that you're running, you might decide, actually, this ties in really well. I could do them up some hills that I'll be hitting. So you might do it that way. Or you might make it a bit more structured. So let's do some mass on the run. Maybe you do it every 5 minutes. You do a 60-second burst every 5 minutes. That should work out to around about, if you wait 5 minutes and then do the first one, and then roughly you'll get every 5 minutes and you'll have 5 minutes of marathon effort at the end. Whatever. But you get the picture. Just be free to express yourself. All right, the thought for the week. Now, this is something that I hear really common in gym circles. It's a very common term in strength training circles, and it finds its way, its sticky little fingers get into the world of running, and it's not a good thing. It's something that we need to be really wary of. And so what is this thing, this term that sneaks its way into running circles? It's this idea of doing reps to failure. Reps to failure. So the basic idea, you're doing bicep curls or bench presses, bent over rows, whatever it might be, and you do as many reps as you can until you just can't do anymore. That muscle group just gives up, says, nah, that's it, that's all I can handle, and you just put the weight down, done. Have a little rest, come back and do another set, reps to failure. That's a really good way of building strength, and it's really common in the gym. but it really doesn't translate well to a running philosophy, a running training philosophy. So let me explain why that doesn't translate and kind of how we might interpret that same sort of idea in a running scenario. So what you're doing when you're doing, let's say, a bicep curl, that's a nice easy one. So you're isolating that muscle group, you're isolating the bicep in that movement. That's really all that you're working out. Sure, there's a bit of core engagement and some other parts of your body having to do a little bit of work. Your heart rate's getting up a little bit, but it's not really being that stressed. The major stress, like the first thing that's going to give up the ghost, is your bicep. It's just going to say, nah, that's all I can do, put the weight down. And that's totally fine. So that works really well. But what we do when we run, of course, we use a lot of muscles. Every muscle group in our body basically is doing something when you're running. And most of all, your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system is the thing that's working really hard. So if we were to apply that reps to failure philosophy, what we're saying is heart and lungs, do as many reps as you can until you fail. And immediately when you put it in those terms, it's like, okay, whoa, that's a really bad idea. We don't want heart and lungs to fail. What we want to do is give them a sensible amount of stress, a sensible amount of fatigue that is a logical progression from what you've done before and a logical progression from the rest and recovery and adaptation you've allowed your body to do before that point. So that's the way we really need to frame this reps to failure discussion in a running context, is make it, just tone it right down. And what I've heard some just crazy stories from particularly high school, which is actually really sad. When you get a coach who's maybe got a team sport background, takes the running team or maybe one of the team sports down to the track, they do 400 reps till failure, till puking. And it's a really bad way to get better as a runner. It's a really bad way to look after your body. So I guess what I'm encouraging you as a runner, if you're finishing workouts feeling like, oh yeah, I could have done a little bit more, that's actually a really good place to be. Don't feel like you need to be failing at every workout you do. You actually should be feeling like, yeah, I was strong. I was running with good running form. I could have done another rep, but I didn't. You're actually saving room in the tank. And the thing with running, like I've talked a lot before on this show, is you're building a pyramid and you need to be laying the base, the brickwork for that pyramid, and just slowly, slowly, slowly building it over months and years. You can't build a runner in a matter of days or weeks. It's not the single workout that makes the runner. It's the accumulation of workouts, weeks and months and years over time that makes you the runner that you can be. So be encouraged that all of your workouts don't need to be these epic crush yourself workouts. Sure, you'll do some of them, and they'll particularly be at key points leading up to a race. Like we had Matt Baxter on last week. He talked about that hill session he did 1 week out from running that blazing 3K. So that was a key time for him. Would you do those sorts of workouts in the off season all the time? No, you wouldn't. You would lay that groundwork, you would lay the basis, and then as you get closer to that key race time, then you start putting in those key sessions where you really want to nail it, really go to the well, and do some reps to failure. But most of the time, reps to failure is just not a thing that we do in running. So it's been really cool hearing from a lot of you over lockdown. I know many of you are really gutted to have races that have been cancelled and wondering, you know, how do I set goals in this time? So it's been cool having those chats. And if you've got any other training questions, feel free to fire them through. Always love hearing from you guys. So just email me, Hayden, Hayden, @tempofit.org, and I will try to either answer the question on the show or on social media. Awesome. We will talk soon. Get out there and crush this workout. 40 minutes at your marathon effort over undulations with 6 times 1 minute at your 5K effort. Just throw those in wherever you feel like it. Have fun, everyone. Enjoy the freedom of this workout. Happy running. Now, before you head off on your merry way, we would love to connect with you online. So be sure to sign up to the weekly newsletter at tempofit.org and also hashtag TempoFitWow to join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to tag us into your workouts at RunTempoFit. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've got value out of it, would you mind sharing it with a friend and giving us a little 5-star review? That helps us tremendously. Happy running, everyone.